special honor to God this afternoon. Giving honor to our pastor in his absence, Minister Paulette. Giving honor to the ministers, the deacons. Giving honor to my wife. Giving honor to the saints of God. I say praise the Lord.
Word of God. I'd like for you to turn to the 6th chapter of Matthew's Gospel.
sixth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, verses number 19 through 21. And it's on the screen if you don't have your Bibles. Sixth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, starting with verse number 19. When we have it, can we say amen?
Amen.
Those that are able to stand, can you please stand out of reverence reading the Word of God? Let us read, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moths and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moths nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves neither break through nor steal. And I want you to turn to St. Luke's Gospel, 12th chapter. St. Luke's Gospel, 12th chapter. One verse of scripture, verse number 34.
Not on things of the earth.
It's not impossible for you and I to walk with Jesus. It's not an impossible walk. Yes, it is hard. Amen? Amen. Come on, talk to me. Amen? Amen? Do you know why it's hard to walk with Jesus? We just read about it. It's our flesh, our will. That's the biggest battle, saints of God. Flesh does not want to die out. If you and I who have the Holy Ghost, if we don't make it, it'll be nobody's fault but you and I. Amen? If you have the Holy Ghost this afternoon, and that is a part of your new birth, being born of water and of the Spirit, you have and I have the power to overcome the weaknesses of the flesh. Here the Apostle Paul chose not to marry. Here he was writing this letter, because when we read these epistles, they're nothing more than letters to churches and individuals. And this man, he was in prison when he wrote this particular letter. Ephesians, Colossians, and Philippians, and Philemon, they are letters that he wrote when he was in prison. And when he wrote to the Philippians, he told them to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. Here, this man's in prison. And what is he doing? He's telling others to rejoice. He did not allow, he did not let situations and circumstances dictate to him. As a child of God, we are to dictate to the situation and circumstance. Amen? Amen. What does that mean, Elder Mackey? That means that we will not allow anything, I said anything, to stop us from living for Jesus. Are we going to suffer if I walk with Jesus? Yes. Are people going to make fun of me if I walk with Jesus? Yes. Are people going to talk about me if I walk with Jesus? Yes! Are people going to put me down and separate themselves from me if I walk with Jesus? Yes! And why is that? That is because of the life that we're living. When you're walking in the light as He is in the light, the Bible says, then do we have fellowship one with another. Jesus said concerning those who chose not to follow Him, He said, this is the condemnation that has come into the world, that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. When you and I surrender our lives to Jesus and set our affections on things above, you will find out how real this spiritual world is. We live in a spiritual world. We are spiritual beings. We have an eternal spirit. We have a soul. We have a spirit. We live in a spiritual world. If you don't believe me, just look out there and see how they're acting up. A lot of them are controlled by demonic forces and spirits. Hallelujah. And if you want to know if a person really is walking with God or not, if you want to know if a person is living for God or not, look at their personal lives. That tells the story, amen? All you got to do is put Jesus in a conversation. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You put Him in the conversation and eyes will roll and heads will turn. And some of them might turn all the way around. We're dealing with spirits and we're dealing with our will that we have to surrender to. We have to mortify. We have to bring our will in subjection to the will of God. In our affections. You see, there are a lot of distractions here in this life. Amen? Amen? There are a lot of things that want to get you and I off our course. And we must ignore. We must refuse. We must turn our back on this world and the spiritual influence of the world. John the Apostle said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And these three things we have to overcome. Once you get saved, it's not peaches and cream and sugar and spice. You and I have to have a prayer life. We have to have a spiritual, intimate relationship with our Savior. Amen? When you and I go out those glass doors, that's when this life And then when the physical comes, you see, to the child of God, Jesus has taken the sting out of death. To the child of God, when we die, it is a reward. There's no suffering in death for the child of God. And if we have to lay down our lives and be a martyr for Christ, He will give us the grace to go through it. Amen? And this afternoon, how many of us have a made up mind this afternoon to die for Jesus? How many of us have our eyes fixed on heaven? How many of us have set our affections on things above? I told them Wednesday night after prayer, done that, finished with that, I'm through with the world. I've turned my back on the world. And you and I who are walking with Christ, we have to turn our backs on the world. What do you mean you've turned your back on the world? I've turned my back on the spiritual influence of the world. It is amazing how on a Saturday night, especially where my wife and I live on Livingston Avenue, main thoroughfare in Albany, how there's a lot of ruckus and noise outside in the evening. We even see now, it's close to July the 4th. And there's a lot of fireworks, firecrackers going off, and sometimes gunshots. But it is amazing how you can hear all this ruckus and worldly music in the evening, and people coming to and fro, and then comes Sunday morning. Sunday morning, you can hear a pin drop outside. Sunday morning is quiet. Where are all them folks Sunday morning? They ain't going to church. A whole lot of them sleeping in bed, amen? You can hear a pin drop on Sunday morning. Folks don't want to have nothing to do. You can hear a pin. I'm sure you can hear a pin. You hear the birds chirping. You might hear a few cars driving up and down the street. Where all them folks at that were making all that noise last night? They're somewhere sleeping. Sleeping off that high, most of them. Why? Because they're not walking with Jesus. Our affections have to be on things above, not things down here. You and I have to be sold out to Jesus. We are living in the last and evil days. It is imperative, it is necessary, it is a do or die situation that you and I come to the house of God when we have service. I'm going to say it because I'm preaching the word of God, and I have to apply it to myself. We need to get serious about coming to pray. We need to get serious about studying and reading the word of God. We need to get serious about what we do when we're away from the house of God. Hallelujah. Because somebody is watching you and I. Somebody is always watching you and I. Somebody is always checking us out. And the life we live may be all the Bible somebody may read. Because the Bible says our lives are, we're living epistles, read and known of all men. If we claim to be children of the Most High God, we have to live this life. We have to live it. We have to be sold out for Jesus. And I want you to understand, time is short, short, short. Look around. Look around. Look at what people are doing. Just like in the days of Noah, they're ignoring the signs. Amen? Why do you think they put those signs and billboards on the highway to let you know what's going on, right? Some of them are seducing. But when you go on the throughway and you're going to a certain city, there are signs on the road to tell you how many miles you have to go. Amen? As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. There are spiritual signs out there that are letting us know that the scriptures are being fulfilled every day. And the next big thing that's going to happen is this one world government. According to the word of God, it's got to happen because that's what God's word says. This man called the Antichrist, he's coming. And I want you to know there's a whole lot of folks that don't have their affections on things above that claim to be walking with Jesus. There's a whole lot of folks, and I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just being led by the Spirit in what I'm saying. There's a whole lot of folks playing church. And when it's going to come to a point, and just like right now,
just laid it right on the line. This very minute, what if a bunch of soldiers came in here right now with rifles? What if they came in here right now in the sanctuary and they said, those that stay here, we're going to shoot, but those that don't want to die for it, you can leave? What would you and I do? Got quiet in here, didn't we? What would you and I do? Would we have enough boldness in Christ? Would we be rooted enough in Jesus to stay here? And if I have to be killed for the name of Jesus, so be it. Are we ashamed of him when we're on our jobs? Are we ashamed of him when we're in our schools? Are our affections on things above like they're supposed to be? Because when your affections are on things above, things down here don't bother you as much. I didn't say they weren't going to bother you, amen? But they don't bother you as much because you know what the Word of God says, amen? When I listen to the news media and they talk about this planet Earth, and this is going to happen, and the weather conditions, I don't let that foolish to bother me because I know what the Word says, amen? He's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. And as much as man has corrupted this, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess one day. People that are walking with God are falling away like flies. If you stumble, get back up. If you fall, get back up. If you backslide, come back to Jesus. Amen? Set your affections on things above. It's time to be for real. God is looking for people to use because there are souls out there that need to be saved. Amen? There are souls out there that need to be won to Christ. And God wants to use you and I. But we've got to live this life. We've got to be for real with Jesus. And you know if you're really saved or not? It's how you conduct yourself when you're away from here. How do you conduct yourself when you're home alone? What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you reading? Who are you talking to? And what are they talking about? That's when you know if you're really saved. When I'm on my job, am I letting them control the conversation by saying using a lot of profanity and ungodly words, telling filthy and nasty jokes, and sitting there or standing there laughing and giggling in their face, knowing all the time I'm wrong and I live for Jesus and I'm being ashamed of him? What about when you're in school? Do you let them dictate to you? Or do you? And are you being the salt of the earth like God wants us to? Salt changes everything it comes in contact with. Amen? In the natural, salt changes everything it comes in contact with. Are we doing that spiritually, everyone we come in contact with? Do we look for an opportunity to put Jesus in the conversation? Because he is our conversation, amen? Amen. That means he's our life. We are hid in Christ. Set your affections on things above. Where is our affections this afternoon? Are we wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus in these last and evil days? Are we sold out for Jesus? I want you to know right now, I'm ready to die if I have to. I'm not boasting or bragging. I'm telling you that.
There's joy in serving
here the Apostle Paul, he writes to the Philippian church and saying, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. And here this man's in prison. When Paul and Silas was in the Philippian jail, they did not let the situation dictate to them, but at midnight, they started singing praises to God and praying to him. Now they had been whipped and beaten because they prayed these demons out of this one girl that was making money for these men. So they didn't go to jail for doing anything ungodly, but God had them there for a reason, the Philippian jailer and his household. But look at them in the Philippian jail. They did not let the situation dictate to them. They dictated to the situation. And you and I in Christ, we must dictate to the situation. Amen? Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody make you ashamed of Jesus. You speak the word boldly and God will back you up. You let your light shine before men and women that God may be glorified through you, and he'll back you up. And the scoffers and the mockers, yes, they're going to come. But let me tell you about the scoffers and the mockers. Deep down inside, they know that we have something that they need, because there's a void and emptiness outside of everyone who's outside of Christ that only Christ can fill. Amen? Amen. Those who are not walking with Jesus, they're looking for what we have, but they don't want to deny themselves. They don't want to let go of the sins of the world, because there's pleasure in sin. The Bible says so. There's pleasure in sin. That's why some folks don't want to let go. They're having a good time on their way to hell, but they're going to be lost. What you and I must do, we must live this life. If we don't have any money, I'm going to praise the Lord. If I don't have any transportation, I'm going to praise the Lord. If I don't have a job, I'm going to praise the Lord. If I'm sick in my body, I know one day he's going to give me a glorified body. I'm going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let the situation or circumstance all may forsake me. I'm still going to praise the Lord. In my family right now, my biological family, we're not close as we should be. That bothers me, but I'm still going to praise the Lord. Got sisters that don't want to have anything to do with me, I'm still going to praise the Lord. Got brothers that won't get in touch with me, I'm still going to praise the Lord. My mind's made up. And if you don't want to serve them, please step out the way, because I'm going all the way. Leave follow or get out of the way. Set your affections on things above. You young people that are still in school, God wants to use you. People are going to mock and make fun of what you stand for, but you just make sure you stand for Jesus. Anybody who has a job, when you go on your job, you let them know who you stand for. Amen? Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we're going to stand for Jesus. We're going to live for him. We're going to let him have his way. Listen, time is short, and death is around every corner. But when I lay my head down at night, I don't worry about a thing. We used to say that old prayer, remember? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my what? Soul to take. As long as I'm faithful to Jesus, I know everything's going to be all right. Let us stand. Let us stand. Let us stand. Set your affections on things above. Remember, saints.